Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Bill Gentry of Risk Management Commodities, and he is in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Dave. Missed you last week.
Well, there you go. The World Board took a huge swing at things. Now, I don't know that NAS could have because of the way their rules are written, but the World Board doesn't have the same set of rules as NAS does. So they lowered harvested acres by 200,000. They lowered the BPA for corn by 20, which reduced the size of the corn crop by 1.820 million bushels. And yet ending stocks are virtually unchanged. So they did a lot on the demand side. I want you to look at those demand numbers, tell me what you think, and then ask, and then let me ask you off of that, is supply still falling faster than demand forward?
Taking the numbers out of the middle, one of the things that we were watching is we knew that they would probably have to take quite a bit out. In the feed residual number in particular, they took it down below 5 billion bushels, which in our meetings we've been saying historically in the last 10 or 15 years, it's been very difficult to get the number below 5 billion and make it stick. So I think that if for pencil pushing reasons, that makes practical sense. But what's going to happen now is we're probably going to have to see some realistic rationing and see where it really takes place. So far, you can take it out of the middle, but we need to see the demand basically taper off. And so far, we've seen a little bit of slop in the exports, but I think for the most part, the price still needs to go a little bit higher to ration things.
They took a huge whack at that middle at 650 million bushels.
That's correct. And I think realistically, you know, they did a token reduction in the ethanol grind, you know, 100 million.
100 million there.
Yeah, I think that's practical. I think realistically, the slashing of the bottom line, the USDA and WASDE wants to keep that billion bushel carry out there to give the world a sense of security that we are a good supplier of to the world market. If we take yield down next month by another 10 bushel, which we think is very doable, something else is going to have to give.
Because these numbers are as essentially July 1, and we all know it's been very hot since then.
Exactly. And what we're getting right now is reports out of the field that, you know, some of the pollination problems, I mean, that there's a variety of them. But we're probably going to have a better handle on that pollination sequence in the next report. And what we've been talking about in office, considering the maturity of this crop, it's quite possible that the USDA will actually peer back some shucks and look at the ears before the next report.
Turn your attention to the soybeans, where they took exports down 115 million bushels, and everybody's scratching their heads.
I think that they had to take something out of the middle here again. It's right now it's a pencil pushing issue. Taking the crush down like they did as well, when you've got meal trading now almost $500 a ton, really doesn't make a whole lot of sense at this point. But I think if you take prices higher, we'll probably see some physical signs of rationing, and that's probably where they'll readjust the numbers.
The other question on the soybean side is harvested acres. They added 2.3 million bushel, 2.3 million acres, and one wonders where those are going to come from, because did they really get planted?
Yeah, they technically did get planted. In fact, we've asked the guys in southern Illinois and southern Indiana that specific question. They did get planted because of crop insurance, but a lot of fields haven't germinated yet, and yields are expected to be very disappointing.
Which is, I guess, why they reduced soybean yield by 2.4 BPA, but that number may even go higher. Thank you, Bill.